Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and peace to our radio listening audience, and thank you for joining us this morning for the radio broadcast show of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. We want to welcome you this morning as we bring to you a continuous series of our discussion. This will be our fifth series on life. After life and death, after here and in the hereafter. Imam Shahid Shabazz finds it necessary to keep our audience conscious of the serious times we are living in and the necessity for making the appropriate preparations for the future, not just here on earth, but in the eternal place of final abode. He is therefore presenting a six-part series on life after death in this world and the hereafter. And this is our fifth series. Next week will be the last of the discussions on this subject that we find it so necessary to bring to you and to the country we're living in and the seriousness of life. Life is in personal responsibility and accountability to Almighty God Allah. In Surah 2 of Al-Baqarah, Almighty God Allah, in Surah 2 of Al-Baqarah in the Holy Quran, says, on the day of judgment, one soul would not be able to help another soul, nor shall compensation be accepted from the soul, nor shall intercession profit the soul, and nor shall any soul be helped from outside. The reason for this, people, is because we, at this time in our life, have got to understand that our personal relationship with our Creator is the only way to our soul salvation. There is no Savior coming to save us. There is no Messiah coming to save us. Each individual soul must strive at all times to develop a strong relationship with their Creator, Almighty God. And this is what life is all about, people. Assalamu alaikum. We have some noise in the background. I hear someone talking. I'd like to remind you that you are on air and that you are listening to the radio broadcast show on Imam Shahid Shabazz. If there is anyone in the audience with my turn to make a comment or ask a question, please push the number one button. Your number will show up, and we'll be glad to have you on the show to give us some feedback. Now, without any further delay, I bring to you our host, Imam Shahid Shabazz. Imam Shahid Shabazz, can you hear me?
Anybody in here?
Imam Shahid Shabazz, I do have you on the air. At this time, we are now having you to come on, Imam Shahid Shabazz. If you know, we don't have, we're not in the studio. We're broadcasting from our phones, too. And Imam Shahid Shabazz obviously has to step away from the phone for a minute. I see he is on the air. I'll switch to him. But I'm hearing some voice, background noise, and not receiving him. I wanted to, at this time, my beautiful audience, Remind us of the beautiful, beautiful, beautiful affair yesterday, the Million Man March. I'm coming to you from Washington, D.C. Yes, that's where we are. And it was really, it was amazing, so, so beautiful. You could see that unity that we need to feel. Everybody was just elated in such good spirits. And you can see the desire to want to start doing together with our lives to make things better for all of us. And you could just feel that. And the way the people were talking, they were talking in sincerity from their souls, you know, as to the need for us to come together as one human creation, not just one race of people, not just men, but us as a human family. We are all needed to help bring about this world that we're all desiring. We're tired of this evilness, this wickedness. Every time you turn the television or radio, all you hear is destruction, killing, doing something evil on it. And everyone is tired of this. What? You feel it in the air. They're searching for peace. The people are searching for peace. The people are searching for that good life. And it was here at one time much better than what it is today. Even when I was a child, it was nothing like it is now. And this is what people have always called the last days. And the average person is saying that now we are actually in the last days because of all of this corruption, destruction, and the, even the immoral life, deterioration of the moral values in life, of a moral life. You can see it all around, how people are dressing, how they're talking, how they're exposing themselves, eating up food, not seeming to have that care and that for themselves anymore. And you can't care for anyone else until you care for yourself. People, we must go back to that love of self, really. That's what must be there, that love, that care, that appreciation of oneself. And I think we lose it by trying to be a part of a whole. When you can't be a part of a whole, do you understand who you are and what you are and what you're really trying to be a part of? You just can't be a follower. You must try to be the one who leads. And lead by leading yourself first. Now, once we go back to that, I think that we will discover who we are, and from that point, our relationship with our Creator. That's the important thing, our relationship with our Creator. You must remember, people, especially African Americans, that we are built of civilizations. We were once and still are in many countries, kings and queens. And we're supposed to be what we call caliphs. Caliphs over the planet, over the earth, that we are put in charge of the earth to do what? To make it the best earth to live on, make it the best for all humanity to live on, to watch over it, to make sure it's given the best of care. So we have to do that by what? Being in charge of self first. You can't be in charge of anyone or anything else until you can be in charge of yourself. By considering yourself in the best way, the best manner, by taking care of yourself, appreciating this body that you're in, appreciating the good spirit that your Creator has put you in. A job to be the best to be upright and good, and considering everything good, not trying to stoop low because somebody else is stooping low, being immoral, doing acts that you know within your soul now that are not cute and that are not proper, especially for adults. Is not the proper conduct for an adult that a lot of us are presenting ourselves in. Even the so-called educated ones who go into college and gain degrees, we find in them feeling the necessity to come out of all of that knowledge and intelligence that they have given and come down to that level of satisfying their friends or someone else on the level that they're on, instead of trying to help to elevate them to the level that they know that we are all supposed to be on, that our Creator has given us to live on. And I believe Imam Shahid Shabazz, are you there?
Yes,
Imam Shahid? Yes, okay. I've been calling for you. I know you're busy, and so I tried to carry on for you until we could get you on the phone. You're now on the air, Imam Shahid Shabazz, and at this time, audience, I'm going to bring to you Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Peace. Peace be upon you all. We say this in the English,
We translated now from the English to the Arabic of the Quran. It's no better greetings than to greet a peace, to greet one with peace. So we say, Assalamu alaikum, which means peace be unto you all. Yes, the 20th anniversary of the Million Man March was absolutely phenomenal. It was a momentous, a great experience for the soul, not only for the people there, all of the thousands of people, but you could feel the spiritual power of the Creator. I could, anyway, all over the planet Earth. Because what I was teaching people and had an opportunity to teach people, be blessed to teach people yesterday, white people, all people of all nationalities, that we're one human race. And we have what's called in Islam Hajj. That's the pilgrimage that we make to Mecca. That's one of the pillars of the faith of Islam, the fifth pillar. And it's called Hajj. And when we go there, you have all people of the world, of all races there. And Malcolm X, El-Hajj Malik Shabazz is his Muslim name. He went, I think, in 1964, right after he left the Nation of Islam, they put him out, and he found out what true Islam was all about. A lot of you probably want to hear this. It's very important because before, prior to Malcolm X going to Mecca in 1964, most people in this country was familiar with the Nation of Islam. And they thought the Islam was about race, racism, I would say, because their teachings was that the white man was the devil, okay? And Malcolm X found out that this was not true. And so when he went to Mecca and found out Islam is not based on any one particular race, it's based on humanity. He's seen blonde hair, blue-eyed Caucasians in this country, we would call the white man. He's seen them bow down and worship the one God for everybody, the everybody's creator, Allah. And it changed his thinking because he was sincere in his devotion to Allah. I hear noise in the background. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? I hear noise in the background. Can you hear me? Co-host, can you hear me?
Yes.
Co-host, can you hear me?
Yes, I stepped away from the phone. I'm ending Ma'am Shabazz. Yes, it's something I had to do. Is there any problem that you're having?
No, it's no problem. It's just the fact that I thought I was cut off in the air when I didn't, you know, hear in the background your phone. I can hear, Fine. Well, we'll continue for those that are listening. Anyway, Malcolm X, El-Hajj Malik Shabazz found out that Islam is not a religion, no way. It's a way of life for all people. A way of life for all people to understand that our God is one God. He's not three in one God, but he's one God. Now, you didn't have just black white people saying that and black Christians or Christians anywhere in the world and the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. No, uh-uh. All of those people of all races were saying, La ilaha illallah, no God. There's wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, that there's no God but one God. So this Malcolm X found out the truth. He found out that Islam wasn't about racism, and even though yesterday Minister Farrakhan, he's still teaching that the white man is the devil and the black man is God. So what is he doing? He's using reverse psychology. The white man, over 500, almost 600 years in America, has been giving us a Bible. The angels are white in the Bible. They recently, some start putting black angels, but still, originally, the angels, when our foreparents was brought over here on slave ships about 600 years ago, they took our religion from us, which was Islam predominantly. About 75% of 70% of the slaves were Muslims. And so, therefore, they cut us off from that. They beat us, you see, to put fear in us. They did all kinds of horrific things to our people that no people have experienced in the history of slavery, to put fear in us of them and take the fear of Allah, God, the Creator, out of us. And they were successful. And most of our people today, African Americans, they fear the white man more than they do God. You hear them talking about, and I heard it growing up as I hear now, this is the white man's world. This is the white man's world, you know. That's insanity. Did the white man or any man create the heavens and the earth? No. Then how you going to say this is his world down here on earth? Why? Because you don't see him walking around in the flesh? No. Malcolm X found out that these people were worshiping true God. Muhammad Ali, I'm going to mention too, I love both of them. They're our heroes, the world. Muhammad Ali said when they tried to induct him in the army, if that's the proper term, or enlist him in the army, he said, my fight ain't with really those people over there. Those people are our people. They're part of the human race. They ain't fighting. They ain't killing me. They ain't oppressing me. They ain't doing injustice to me. He say you white people in America are the ones doing the injustice to me. So my fight ain't with them. It's with y'all, you know. And even Malcolm X told him. He said when they tried to enlist him in the army, he told him, say, listen, y'all put me in your army. I'm gonna get me a group of blacks, and we're going to start shooting up all the white people in the army. We're going to be shooting y'all. Y'all our enemy. So this is some history you really need to know about. Why? Because I'm saying to you that, you know, if you think that slavery, black people, Africans, any people, if you think African Americans that slavery is over, then you are mistaken. Slavery is not over. Slavery has never been physical, people. Slavery is psychological or mental. You enslave your own self when you disown or you just say to yourself, this is my life, to do what I want to do with my life. And you don't believe that you have a creator. And he gave you a purpose in life. And I would like to say this off a song that I learned years ago about a group, very spiritual, called Earth, Wind, and Fire. As you see, they had all the elements of the power of Allah, Earth, Wind, and Fire. He created it all. And on one of the songs, they say, the creator, they say, he gave us a will to be free, and the purpose is to live in reality. So, you see, the Creator gave us a will, people. But that will, with that will, he gave us freedom of choice to choose with that will. Now, we can choose with that will the purpose of that the Creator, Allah, gave it to us for, or choose to go contrary to his will. Now, if we choose to follow what that group said, use our will to live in reality. And then on the song, they were saying that you got to have faith to live in reality. Now, you can't see reality with your eyes, you see. I was sharing with a lot of people yesterday that I said, look at all of these people out here. I said, look at the world. And I shared with a few people in front of me. I said, it's really no people out here. I said, it's really no world, the material world. I said, it's all an illusion. And they thought about that. And I want you all, if you will, to think about this. The world we're living in is an illusion. It is here for only a moment. It's a fleeting world. It's not real. The real world is unseen. The real world is unseen. You know, I want to speak of the picture, the Matrix, if you all are familiar with that. Trying to show on the Matrix is that everything we, like you hear people say, this is my car, right? This is mine. This is mine. I'm eating this good steak. That's what the man was doing. But are we really doing these things? Is anything here ours? No. This whole world is an illusion. Even in our mind, when we think that we're really doing something, even bad people on your own, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. You really are not really under your own power, people, what I'm trying to say. You're always under the power of the Creator. Even when you choose to do wrong, you're still under his power. He gave you a choice, a will, to choose between right and wrong. Now, if you choose wrong, you're still under his power because there's consequences. You have to answer for doing wrong. And when you do right with your will, you're rewarded with good, with the goodness of Almighty God Allah. He rewards you with his goodness, you see? And even if you have a good life, a peaceful life, a life of joy, a life of love and tranquility, he blesses you to live a good life when that you recognize that all human beings should be treated equal. Almighty Allah said he created all people equal, equal, and he created them with to be able to pursue their freedom. And what is the freedom? The freedom to get material things? The freedom to become a millionaire? No. He gave you the freedom to seek his knowledge. He gave you the freedom to understand that this world is a prison, that you can't get caught up into desiring or possessing anything in the material world, even your children, even your husband or wife, because all of these things are going to pass away. But his word and him, the Creator, Allah, is going to last forever. He have no beginning and no ending. Anything that has an ending is not real, people. Anything that ends, that's temporary, it is an illusion. It's not real. And nothing in this material world is real. Even the material creation, again, it is an illusion or a test. Another thing, a lot of people say, this is good. I got me a good car, right? Even I just want to use this, people, because it's something, but it's decent. I'm using it in a moral way. A lot of people say, I love you, you're good. That ain't immoral. I love you, you're good. But that's incorrect. Every time we say anything is good, it's not our goodness. The goodness ain't coming from what you got materially. The goodness is coming through the mercy and the grace of Almighty Allah. He's all good. So by him being all good, if any good happens to us in this world, it's coming from the world of Almighty God, Allah, through his power. And on his throne up there in heaven, he rules over the heavens and the earth with goodness and justice and love. Goodness, justice, and love. So as I go into this talk, I want you all to understand that life is short. A month now go by like 2 weeks. A year go by now like 6 months. This should tell us something. You got men, the majority of them, a great majority, trying to imitate women. You got the majority of women trying to imitate men. You got people killing their children. You got people competing in materialism, constructing tall buildings over in the East, over in the Muslim land like they are in America or the West. And all of these signs in the Quran, in the Old Testament, or the Gospel of Jesus and the Torah of Moses, it says these things would come to pass, these signs, just before the last days of this world we're in. And all of those signs are here, you see. So you don't have time to waste, my people. Time is not a luxury we can afford not to take advantage. Because once time leaves us, it ain't coming back to wait for us to get ourselves together. So every day of your life you should live as if it's your last day. Because we're on judgment, whether you believe it or not. We're on judgment now. Every time we choose to do right or wrong, we're being judged. And it's called a record. All our judgment is on a record. Our deeds, good or bad deeds, is on a record. And all of us have to understand that our relationship with Allah is a personal relationship that no one can save nobody else. I was sharing with some of Minister Farrakhan people yesterday that Minister Farrakhan, because they were saying he was the savior, and they were saying Elijah Muhammad was a prophet. They were wrong. Prophet Muhammad was the last prophet. He represented all the prophets. Minister Farrakhan can't save nobody. If he saves himself, he'll be blessed. But he can't save himself long as he thinks he's a God. And he says his followers are God. You can't see God. Why, that's absurd to say that a human being is God. For a white man to say it, a black man, a pink, a blue, or whatever color, so-called color you want to call him, to say I'm a God. If you was a God, you wouldn't die. God don't die. Another thing, just some other things to give proof that no one can be God. God don't slumber or sleep. Every human being, I know they slumber, get tired, and they sleep. They have to eat. They have to go to the restroom to defecate, to get that poison and toxins and stuff out of their body. How are you going to lower God to being one of his creatures and then an animal at that? That's absurd. It ain't true. It ain't never been true. And white people only taught that in Jews so that you would think they were God. And they put that image of themselves in the Bible and said that God was three in one, that he's the Father over here on one side, the Holy Spirit over here separate, and then the Son. That's ridiculous. It have no basis in reality, or it deals not with common sense, but just rational thinking, you see, will tell you that that is irrational. It makes no sense at all, you see. So we have to first understand the only way we're going to straighten out this world, we got to come back first to the true worship of the one creator. We got to recognize that our creator is one. The unity in the oneness in the concept of understanding Almighty God, Allah, will make us see ourselves as one human race and not different races. And Allah say this is the only way we can destroy evil, because evil can only destroy us when it divides us from thinking that we're one human race and that we have one God. You got your religion. I got my religion. You go think the way you want to think. I do my thing. You do your thing. That's division. That's not of God. That's not of Allah. Almighty God, Allah, say once in this world, all people were one. It's been thousands of years ago. And he said they all worshiped him as one. And it was like heaven on earth. You see? And he said, so as it was in the beginning, so shall he bring that back in the end. So we're in the time that Almighty Allah is transforming this world back into a world where all the people who don't want to be one and worship Allah, the Creator, as one, they're going to be destroyed. They're not going to remain around here on this earth much longer. They're going to be destroyed. So we have to understand this. We have to understand that the time is short. It's running out fast, and we won't have long to come back to the true worship of our Creator. We also have to recognize that the relationship with our Creator is personal. No one can save you but you. You are responsible for your own salvation. No other human being can save another human being. They can teach them the true knowledge of Allah, but they cannot make them follow the knowledge. They cannot walk the road to freedom for nobody else. They cannot bear the burdens of nobody else. I want to say to you also, my listening audience, I am outside doing a live broadcast. So if you hear some people talking or whatever in the background, just ignore that. Hopefully you can hear me clearly, you know, because I couldn't make it in to do the broadcast. So what I seen yesterday, I seen masses of people. But what I really seen was people at the same time all going in a way where it was really not the real unity. It was a showing of unity of what we got to do in order to change the world. You had white people, black people, Arab, all over the world, people from all over the world. But they was there, and they were together physically. But until we come together spiritually, we have no unity. We can see that that don't work. one lady came up to me. I must share this with y'all. And she said, the only way we're going to straighten out the world, we got to first learn how to eat. You know, she was talking about food. I said, ma'am, if you don't have a mind, you don't have the Spirit of God, Allah, in you, and you don't have the right mind, how you going to know what food to eat? You can't even think if you don't have, you're not being guided by your Creator. And then she understood and she walked away because she realized that I was telling the truth. It, things are done in order. Almighty God, Allah, said when He created the human being, He created our body first. Yes, He did. And then after He created our body, He said we didn't become a living soul, a living, living soul, until He breathed, inspired into our heart some of His divine ruh, spirit, you see. And then we became what? Living souls. So our real life is not in this world. This ain't really our world. This really is an illusion. This is really the material world. It's the world of the devil and his followers. And I'm going to show you how I'm telling the truth on that, and you can't debate with me on that. I won't debate with you because I don't debate with a fool. Almighty God, Allah, say the root, R-O-O-T, the root of all evil is the love of the material world and the things in it. And we can see that, can't we? We can see that, can't we? That was the 20th anniversary of the Million Man March. But what change have we seen around this nation to help stop the killing, stop the crime? None. Talking is one thing, but actions is another. So Minister Farrakhan and all the speakers, they spoke, but it was just like they said nothing. Why? Because actions speak louder than words. You're going to help the people, do it. Don't just have the people working for you like you some god. Everybody should be living good in this country, all the rich people in this country. And all the rich people, that you got about 5 maybe to 10 families in the world that control the wealth of the whole planet. You understand what I'm saying, people? Now, what, tell me what kind of justice is that? That ain't justice. That's just us. But we can change that. But you can't change it by wanting to be like them. I want to be rich, materially. You can see how they're treating you. And Almighty God, Allah, saying the Quran, we would all be corrupt like those corrupt, one controlling all the wealth, if He gave all of us the same wealth like them. He say, richness that ain't in material things. Almighty God, Allah said, if you want to be rich, disown this world. Renounce it. Say, this ain't no world. I'm in this world, but I'm not of this world. Then you become rich. But He say, poverty is desiring this material world and the things in it. Why? Because the more you desire the material thing and this material world, the farther it takes you away from the truth. The farther it takes you away from looking inside where your real life resides in your soul. And there's another saying, all of you, I think most of you are common with, probably have heard. And that is in the Bible, in the Quran, the Christian and the Muslim and the Jews. What have a person, a man or woman, gained to gain the whole wide world and lose their immortal soul? And the answer is they've gained nothing, because the world is nothing, the material world, and your immortal soul is all you have, people. So make your relationship personal. Know that Almighty God, Allah, your Creator, He sees you even though you don't see Him. That He's omnipresent. He's never absent at any time or any place. That He's always present. And I want to say this just for myself. When I was, you know, and even now, but before I gave my life back to Allah, our Creator, I used to steal and do other things. And I'm going to tell you right now, I could feel the presence of Almighty God, Allah. I could feel His presence. And I knew He wasn't pleased with me. I could feel Him like He was standing over me, like He was a human being standing over me. But I know He wasn't no human being. I knew He was a spirit, because that's how my mother and them taught us. And I felt so ashamed and so bad, because I know He didn't create me to be doing those things I was doing, those wrong, evil, wicked, corrupt things I was doing. You see? So everybody's that way. Everybody knows that there's a creator. They ain't got to say, they can say, I'm an atheist, I don't even believe in God. The very fact that they're on the planet, they believe in God. Who created them? And then don't watch them. If they go eat some food, they know there's a God. Who provides the food they eat? Huh? They breathe air. Who is the one that gives them the air that they breathe? Who is the one that gives them oxygen so they can breathe in and out and even have physical life as an animal? And who is the one that they know protects them when they're doing things they know they should be punished for, but he's often forgiven. He forgives them over and over and over again. It is Allah. It is our creator. You see, it's our creator. So with that said, I want to say again, emphasize that the relationship with your creator is personal. If you've been believing in Almighty God, Allah, because you are Christian or Muslim or Jew, or because your parents raised you up a certain way, Almighty Allah said you got to change that. You got to change that and realize that no religion can save you of your ancestors. Your mother can't save you. Your father can't save you, worshiping the way they did. And no religion can save you. Almighty Allah wants you to know that only faith and belief in him inside of you. You got to believe in the unseen. But before you believe in, you will believe in the unseen, you got to fear your creator. What does that fear do? That fear makes you realize, or causes you to realize, that even though I don't see my creator, he sees me. And so that's what caused me to change. I was doing that wrong, committing crimes, and I felt the power of the creator around me, even though I felt the devil too. But I felt the power of God stronger, and it made me feel ashamed of what I was doing. And I said to myself, I have to make a change. And I tried to encourage my so-called friends to do it. They didn't want to do it. I say, this journey I got to make back to my creator, I got to make alone. I say, he brought me in this world alone, and I see now when you're trying to do right, you ain't going to have hardly anybody to follow you in the right. But when you're doing wrong, you'll have not only a million people like yesterday, if it was a million, you'll have billions of people on the planet, because the majority of people on the planet is doing wrong deliberately by choice. You see, so at this time, I don't know if he wanted to come on. I have a co-host. His name is Brother Larry. That's one of my best friends I've ever been blessed to meet in this world since I've been here. He's a man of dignity. He's a man of self-respect. And we cannot get others to respect us, I want to say, African-Americans, until we learn who we are. Go back to your roots, study who you were and how great the Creator made you, not better than nobody, but he made you. We are the original people. We're the first people created on the planet. We're the ones who come up with science, architect, and all of this. Over in Africa, they got pyramids over there. The white men and the Jews and the scholars don't even understand how they were built today. The scientists can't figure out how they did it. Well, I tell you how they did it. They did it through the miraculous power of Allah. Because all Almighty God, Allah got to say, for anything to happen, it's kun fayakun, be, and it becomes. Them huge stones of those people put up there, and they are all, and the pyramids are based on the universal order. They're based on the heavens and the earth. Ain't that something? Those people were very godly. Our people, they were kings and queens. And then when they got us as slaves and took us around the world, they stripped us of the knowledge of who we were, where we came from. The Europeans did. But the worstest people they stripped completely of any traces of our past history is the African-American people. You got Jamaicans. You got our people in Brazil, other places around this country. I mean, around the world. They got some background. A whole lot of them got a lot of background of their history, where they come from, Africa. most black Americans or African Americans don't even want the you to say they come from Africa. I ain't come from no Africa. I'm American. Well, if you're an American, the one that you say, the white man, this is his country, and you following him and you say you're an American, neither one of you ain't no America. White people came from Europe, came from Africa. Though you want to claim you came from Europe to be like the white man, most of you blacks now, day and time. And yes, yes, most of you want to be like the white man. And I ain't talking about good Caucasian people. I'm talking about the blonde hair, blue-eyed devil white man and you. You still got to, them the ones that control the government. The common white people, you'll find a lot of good white people, just the common people. They realize they ain't no better than we are. Matter of fact, you got more poor white people in America than you do black. So if white people cared about their own people, why they got them in poverty like that? So it's not a racial issue between black and whites today. It's a human issue between right and wrong for all human beings. And the only way you can save yourself, you got to realize, don't worry about the condition of the world. Almighty God going to change his world, but our world is the world of our thinking. We change our thinking, and we change the world. Co-host, see if Brother Larry is on at this time. I'll stop at this time. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. Yes, sir, he is. He's been on for a little while now, but I didn't want to interrupt you, brother. You're doing such a beautiful job of teaching, and I'm quite sure Brother Larry also wanted you to continue with your teachings because he's getting a lot for you when he speaks. I know he's going to be also very powerful and have a lot to bring to our listening audience. Brother Larry, assalamu alaikum. Do you hear me?
Walaikum salam to you, Brother Larry.
Yes, walaikum salam to
all.
Well, thank you. It's good to be on. I give greeting and peace to all the listening audience and the people today. I was really enjoying your speech there, Brother Shahid.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, again, I thank God for having a friend and, you know, a God-fearing friend like yourself to communicate with and share things with. I consider it a truly blessing, especially, like I said, in these days and time. And I thank you for you and your lovely wife for bringing the show and bringing some vision, some insight to the people, to the ones that you can reach, and that's what we can do, and that's if that's all we can do, that's a great, great deal. A lot of times people these days just don't want to listen to someone, or they don't want to. We got so much pride that we don't want to follow anybody. I don't mean to be a follower at the pole to say that I'm following God, but to try to follow the truth, to try to follow some knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. And, you know, it's a great thing if you can just get people to look at you, like listen to you, as you say. I think, because the most part, I mean, we rather look at Fano and listen to dirty rap and these kind of things than to listen at something that's positive and that will cause you to grow in the right manner, in the right and a healthy manner. Within your mind and your heart, and so it's kind of hard to find. So I really appreciate you bringing about your word and sharing the truth and some understanding with us as a community. But truly, I was enjoying your show and enjoying listening to you here, and you really fired up today and bringing about some. Giving us some good bread this morning, brother. I really appreciate it. So I'm here listening, and I'd like for you to continue on.
Okay, Brother Larry. Well, you know, I'm always elated and grateful and humbled when Allah bless you to come on, because me and you got such a long history of, struggling and striving to try to get on the path to our Creator, and we've helped each other. And your family has helped me too. Y'all have been some of the few people that encouraged me in my hometown, Durham, North Carolina. And I really am grateful for that because, you know, you hear some people say, I do this or I do that, but don't nobody do anything on their own. We all need each other. We need each other. And we all, whatever we enjoy, somebody work together, you know, to bring about that. It's just like our car. You had a lot of people in that assembly line assembling that car. So
yeah.
To just say this is my car, it ain't really yours because, first of all, everything belongs to the Creator. But what I'm trying to say, if I can make my – Allah bless me to make it clear, is that, you know, in the Quran, Allah, we know he created everything. Ain't nobody help him, you know. But he still say, we did this, we did that. He's not saying he did that and human beings or the angels. Really, he does everything, but he uses the angels and human beings to work for him. We work for we're employees of Allah. I like to say it that way. You know, the devil or Satan, he got employees, and Almighty Allah got employees. Now, the devil, his employees, he can only hire them part-time. His work is only part-time. But when you become an employee of Allah, your job is full-time from the time you're born to the time you die. You can't take a vacation, you know. And this is just something I wanted to put in there because there's another saying that I really like and share with the audience. There's a saying, I can take home my weekly paycheck, but my weekly pay can't take me home. And simply what it means is that you can earn a living and bring home a big paycheck, but your money can't take you back home to Allah. Only your good life, righteous work, and kindness and love for all Allah's creatures, beginning with your fellow humans, that will take you back home. Allah say it is not our material wealth that will bring us closer to him. Creator say this, he says, only our faith and good deeds. So what we should be trying to do every day, like me and you have been blessed to understand over the years, Brother Larry, is try to do all the good we can every day. And if you are blessed with more than what you need in your family, God, Allah say the rest, you should look to help somebody else. He say, what are you to give in charity? And then he answered the question in the Quran. He say, you're to give what is beyond your need, not your wants. But you know, you got so many people out here, man, they got money piled up. They got even food piled up. I remember one lady when I was growing up, a friend of my mother, that lady used to, I'm not talking about her, but she used to steal meat from where she worked at. I'm not saying this, believe me, people, to talk about the lady. I'm not her judge. But I'm just giving you an example. And because she stole it, that has something to do with it, too. She used to stack up freezer full of meat and brag on how much meat she got. And it was hungry people in the neighborhood. You think she was feeding any of them people? No. No, she wasn't feeding any of them people. So you can't, that ain't one for your brother, what you want for yourself. And, you know, I never really heard, and I'm not talking about him, but I'm just showing you a point. I never heard Minister Farrakhan or none of them people really emphasize you're not a true Muslim or believe in Almighty Allah unless you want for others what you want for yourself. They were basically trying to get people to see or to understand that if you don't follow Minister Farrakhan, he's the Messiah, and follow the Nation of Islam, that you was on the wrong track and ain't no way you can go to heaven. That was basically the core of his message. Then as it was 20 years ago. And so, guess what? The people themselves were really actually coming together. They weren't even really into the speech. You won't find most of them talking about it today. They was in the beautiful unity that we had out there coming together as human beings on our own. People were coming up to me, even his followers, and I was sharing with them that we can't do this no one nation. No one group. I said, we are black people in this country. Whether you say you're in the Nation of Fali Man, Wafi Muhammad, or Christian, Baptist, whatever. And I say, every other people, even the Mexicans and other people come into this country, America, and they work together and they rise together. And I said, if we're going to rise, we got to quit separating ourselves along social lines and religion and saying, I don't deal with them Muslims because they believe in a false God. Or I don't deal with them Christians because they worship Jesus. Irregardless of what we believe as black people, the racist white people and Jews treat us all the same. They don't discriminate when they hit you upside your head with a billy club. When they shoot a black, they don't discriminate. They shoot black Muslims. They shoot black Christians. They shoot whatever you are. You black, you're all the same to them. But isn't that some truth in that? White people all recognize each other as one race. We no matter whether we're right or wrong, we're going to stick together. Now, I'm not saying we should stick together in the wrong, but most black people, African Americans, won't even stand together in the right. Now, yesterday at the Million Man March, I was out there from 4 o'clock in the morning till about 9 o'clock that night. And people were still just jammed. I mean, it was everywhere. And the people that was acting the most foolish and just there for a lot of music and dancing and acting the fool was the black people. Now, you have some whites. I'm not saying you don't. But the majority of white people, what they were doing, they was drinking a lot of liquor. And the blacks were smoking more weed, as they call it. So, you know, what I'm saying, people, is that we're divided because, and we have evil took over the world, the material world, because we, instead of turning to faith in our Creator, Allah, when we sad or when we go through trials and tribulations, most people turn to drugs and alcohol. Even though some people would turn to just killing other people, you know, and thinking that, you know, I kill these people. You watch it on TV. You got people that eat people flesh, like that Dahmer guy, and they get thrills off doing these things. You know this can't be the world of Allah. How you going to get thrills off killing a human being and eating their flesh and actually cutting it up, putting it in the refrigerator or a freezer like you're putting some steaks in there from a cow or lamb from a lamb? You know, this is an evil, diabolical world, and it's simply because most people, it ain't because of the white man and the Jew, it's because we as human beings have will, and Almighty Allah say if we follow His will, it will lead us into all good. But on the other hand, He said if we follow our will, it will lead us into all wrong. So what choice do you want to make today? To follow the will of Allah, your Creator? And you can change the world. This is what I share with people too. Don't look at the world and say what other people are doing and say, I don't know what's going to become of this world. Well, there ain't nothing wrong with the world. I'm out here now teaching. The world is beautiful. I'm looking at the sun. It's so beautiful. I'm looking at the trees. Ain't nothing wrong with the world we're living in. There's something wrong with the world in our head. See, world is your mind. A human being's world is the way they think. If you want the world to change your thinking. Stop thinking evil. Stop thinking negative. Stop thinking wrong. Stop thinking right. And you can do it if you want to do it. You can do it. I was thinking wrong and negative. Brother Larry was too. We choosing to think positive now. Where we would be argumentative, we don't want to be argumentative no more. We want peace. So you can change if you want to. But before there's going to be a change in the outer world, we got to change ourselves in the inner world inside us. That's our spirit and our mind. With right thinking, with right knowledge, correct knowledge. And also I want to say that miseducation also has got the world under falsehood. Most of the people in the world are being taught by so-called leaders that's teaching lies mixed with truth to keep the people in confusion so they can lead them like Jim Jones done on to destruction. take them on to hell with them. Yeah. So you got to think for yourself. Don't follow Jim Jones. Don't follow Farrakhan. Don't follow no man. Follow the truth. If a man is teaching the truth, don't follow the man, but follow the truth that the man is teaching. But if the man is teaching lies and truth, don't follow that man. I don't care if it's me. Don't follow me. If I'm teaching the lie, a lie and the truth, because Almighty God told Allah told Adam and Eve, the first man and woman. He said, I put you in this garden. And he said, I just put beautiful, I mean, good fruit. Fruits represent knowledge all over the garden. He said, as long as you eat up the good, you will have a good life. You see? And I will always provide for you the best. He said, but if it's one tree that I allow to exist in the garden that bear the fruit of good and evil. He said, stay away from that tree, truth and falsehood. He said, for the day you eat of that tree, you will surely die. Now, he didn't say you might die. He said, you will surely die. So what do that mean for us as human beings on earth to learn a lesson from our parents, Adam and Eve? It means this right here. You see people out here say they believe in this religion, that religion, Muslims too. And you see them on one hand, they're accepting the truth. And you see them on the other hand, they're accepting the lie. And you see that their life is corrupt. They're doing all kinds of corrupt things in the name of religion, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Allah, in the name of Yahshua, Jehovah, whatever, whoever they call the creator. He ain't but one. So names, that's another thing that divides people. I just want to put in there, what is a name? You can't change who the creator is by calling them Allah, Yahweh, or whoever. But Allah just simply means in Arabic to clear up all of the other names that there's Allah means one who always have been, always will be. He have no equals. He begets if not, nor is he begotten. He's self-sufficient, meaning he don't need anything, and there is none like unto him. That's what Allah means in Arabic. That's the God for everybody. Everybody God is the same because he ain't but one. So we don't get bent out on there. People saying Allah, you don't even have to say Allah. But one thing is for sure, actions speak louder than words. If you believe in the true creator, your life is going to be a good life. It's not going to be a life of good and evil. I'm practicing good on one hand. Sometimes when I go to church or go to my religious community, I'm all holy. We just went through the month of Ramadan fasting. If you look at most Muslims, you wouldn't think they would know what fasting is. Time they fast. This is how they were fasting. They call themselves fasting, and they couldn't wait till Ramadan was over so they could go back to corruption. You see? And that's exactly what they have done. Most of them have gone back to corruption. What is fasting, the purpose of fasting? It's to help teach us self-control, self-restraint, so that we won't follow our own ungodly, selfish desires and will, and we'll have the strength. Allah, our Creator, will give us the spiritual strength to control ourselves and do His will, huh? And save our soul from our own carnal appetites. Yes, that's our worst enemy is ourselves. It's not white or black against a black, Arab against a Jew. Our worst enemy is ourselves. Learning self-control. To control your false desires, control your false urges to do something you know in your heart and conscience is wrong, you see. You know, I just want to emphasize this, Brother Larry and Sister Isla and all the others listening, that you have to make your relationship with your Creator, Allah, personal. Allah says in the Quran that He created us as an individual. We're going to die by ourselves. And we're going to be resurrected by ourselves. And listen, people, check this out. He said on the day of judgment, no human being will even know another human being. If your brother, cousin, husband, wife, you won't even know them on the day of judgment. Though they, Allah say, be right in your presence, you won't even recognize them. You'll be so concerned about your soul salvation. Then Allah say, that will keep you all preoccupied, where you won't be thinking about nothing but your soul being saved and not going over there in that fire that's going to be blazing. Allah says, for all of the wrongdoers who live a wrong life here all their life, and the hypocrites too who play with faith, they're going to be living good on one hand, say they're living for God, and then out here sinning at the same time. Intentional. And you got a world full of hypocrites. I'll just talk about the disbelievers. I talk about the hypocrites more than I do the people that other people do. Why? Because people in religion, we're supposed to be examples for people. We ain't supposed to condemn them if we see them doing wrong. We're supposed to be good role models for them. It's a lot of people out here, people in religion. All religion is called bad. There's a lot of good people out here. And I met a lot of good people at that mosque. And we weren't talking about religion. We were just talking about what we need to do to change the world condition, and that's to learn to love each other. But you can't learn to love each other until you learn to love yourself. I ain't talking about your body. I'm talking about your soul. Learn to love your soul. Learn to love your soul. And then but before you can learn to love your soul, you got to love the one who gave you your soul, Allah, your creator. Love Allah. And I want to say this. People, love comes from Allah. And most people love themselves. It says even in the revelation of Allah that in the last days that we're in, most people, not some, most people would be lovers of themselves. Can't you see it? I seen it yesterday too. Yeah, a lot of people gathered together, but most of them was all into their own thing. It won't Allah will. But I'm not condemning them. All I'm saying is that's the problem. The problem is people not having a true understanding of the purpose of life, why they're here. A lot of people think they're here to be a homosexual. A lot of people think they're here to be a lesbian. A lot of people think they're here just to get a lot of children. Huh? All kinds of things. A lot of people think they're here and they don't want no, they don't believe in no hereafter. They think that this here and now is all they want. I don't want to hear nothing about no dying. A lot of people don't even want to die, but they say they want to go to heaven. How are you going to go to heaven if you don't die? And I ain't just talking about die physically. How are you going to have heaven on earth if you don't die to your own thoughts and your own wicked ways and desires? You got to die to live, even on earth. Are you prepared to die today? Die to your way, your will, so you can live in the will of Allah. Allah's will is life. Our will as human beings is death and destruction of ourselves and each other. So, you know, co-hosts, give a few words, and then maybe Brother Larry wants to come on. I want all of us to share in this beautiful talk today.
Thank you, Imam Sahib. Wa alaikum as-salam. Thank you again. Beautiful, 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 as usual, discussion that you've given. Very on time, very well needed. Quite few of the people are listening and enjoying and taking it in. I want to also let people know that it was a beautiful day yesterday, and it reminds me so much of a need for us to understand people. Understand that there's a song called "The Change Has Got to Come," I believe it's called. So the change must come, but that change is not going to be somebody or something else or something physical in the world. The change must come in you. We have all been led astray, far, far astray from the right path that we were on. Even during, I saw this change of us being made more downhill into corruption and destruction. I was blessed to be still here and living during a time that is worse than any time that I can recall during the time that I've lived on earth, and I'm 73 years old. When I was a child, I saw more unity, more love, more moral respect, more moral decency, self-pride, and more spiritual. People more spiritual, more God-fearing people than I see today. In fact, it's very few people today that you run into that you can identify with those qualities, because most have accepted the ways of the world. They're followers and not leaders. and in following others, you're destroying your own self and your own soul and falling right into the plan of genocide and self-destruction of the minority of African Americans. You're falling right into that plan, and it's a well-designed plan of catching you with glitter, false glitter, you with materialism, catching you from the outside so you won't be thinking of the inside and who you are. You're thinking the world is what it's all about. This materialism is all about, you know, this dialing is what it's all about. This slain talking is what it's all about. Grown-ups, when we were coming on, when we were little grown-ups, we never think of talking and using the language that the grown-ups are using today. And I mean college graduates. You don't even know they're graduated from college anymore. The speech, the expression is worse than some of the high school students. And saying that they have degrees and graduated from college, they can't even express themselves anymore in a decent, respectful manner. Many of them, many of them. It lets you know that this is a college graduate. This is a person who's going on to better themselves. As you go higher in school, you're supposed to develop higher standards, higher morals, and the morals are so corrupt, even among the adults, the women, and the children. The women sometimes are trying to compete against the children and the youth, so in trying to so-called stay young, that they can't do their role and play their role, do the role they're supposed to do and be the mother and wife that they should be. That's why they're having problems in the home. Lost yourself. Not knowing who you are and what your responsibilities are. Had it not been for the man eating maid women, I'm sorry, I know you don't want to hear it, but you think you'd be here? You say you read the Bible, you say you read the Torah, you say you read the Quran, huh? Why are you even here? You're supposed to be supporting and working with that man, not trying to boss him and tell him what to do and rule over him. Huh? You're supposed to work side by side with him and appreciate what he's doing as long as it's right. No, he's not supposed to talk to you any old way like you're any animal or anything. No, he's not supposed to give you disrespect, say ugly, nasty, corrupt words, you filthy words. No, you're not supposed to accept that from him. But on the other hand, sisters, on the other hand, women, you are supposed to give the man respect, consideration, and appreciation for what he's doing to play his role as head of the household. He's not sure you're supposed to be his teacher. He came to your womb for you to teach him first to be a man. Then as he goes out into the world, he learns the responsibility of being the total man, the real man. Because of the experiences that you, I don't care how you try to have your experiences for the average woman, you couldn't even take the experiences of a man that's really taken out. You can't even do the things that would kill you. That might be a few strong ones trying to prove something. But in the end, most of them end up destroying themselves. Their physical health is so messed up when they get a certain age before they can even live good. By the time they're in their 40s or 50s, they're about like somebody in their 70s or 80s because they tried to live the life of a man instead of living the life of a woman. Sisters, know your place. Know your roles. Appreciate them. They're beautiful roles. They're beautiful roles. It's beautiful to stand by and support and encourage your husband and help him to get knowledge and information. Both of you are supposed to get knowledge now. I didn't say not go to school, not get knowledge. No, both of them. And you take that knowledge and put it together, and what he doesn't have, you support him and give it to him and help him with it. And he's supposed to accept it from you and listen to you and appreciate the fact that you have knowledge to help him to grow, and he has knowledge to help you to grow, and each of you accept that knowledge from one another. Instead of trying to boss and say, I got this and you got that and I don't have this and I got as much as you and you've been. That is childishness. It's foolishness. Even the children didn't come along and talk like that. Come back to yourself. You're out of yourself. Come back to your right way of life, right, the way that your Creator, Almighty God, Allah, has designed and ordained for you, and you wouldn't have these problems. Little children getting killed before they can even come into the world good. Being corrupt, using filthy language, two-year-old babies, sounding like they're about 40, 50-year-old men with the language. It's filthy, corrupt language. Not a man, because a real man would speak that language. That's what's so sad about it. So how can you expect them to be a future when you're not even allowing them to have a future? You're destroying their future from the roots before they can get on earth good. Allow them to be out there running the streets. Just get out of my way. Even take care of what you brought on earth, a beautiful blessing. That's a special blessing. Life is one of the most beautiful blessings you can get. It might be the most beautiful, sister. Do you understand that? You should be anxious to assume that responsibility and be questioning how can you, asking people, trying to find out how can I raise my baby as best as I can. I'm going to have me the best man. I'm going to have the best child on earth. That's your responsibility as a parent, mothers. And remind the father, he's going to say, look, we brought this child. It took two of us. He's yours, and your responsibility is to take care of us. Where's the income and money we need to help us to put food on our plate, to put clothes on our backs, to keep a roof over our head? Remind him, yes, you to remind him of that. But learn how to talk with the best of men. Our Creator says to put the best first. In other words, when people come along, they say, put your best foot forward. That net, what you have to say from your mouth. Let it come out with pleasantness first. Compliment each other first. Say the good before you come out criticizing, complaining, and fault finding. Find the good to tell each other and compliment each other. That's putting your best foot forward. Then you come on and bring it on, but they might not hear. They might have a little bit of chase to it, you know. That's the way you have to learn how to get along. And then you learn always to apologize in the end to one another and say that word, I love you. This is the way that we learn how to, number one, support each other at home and bring that home about in a God-fearing way. But always begin with, I'm glad I said that word, begin with Almighty Allah God through prayer. Through what prayer? Through study of your holy book, the Quran, the Bible, the Torah, study it. Sit together, read it. Talk to one another about the teachings that are in it, about the message that your Creator brings to you, and help one another. They understand the best in the best way. Help each other to understand the way of life that your Creator has ordained for you to live. And it can be done. We're going to help you. We have beautiful people who will do it. Now, Brother Larry, I think I have about 5 more minutes here, so we want to let you say something. I'm sorry, I didn't really mean to take all this time running my mouth. But will you come over and give us a few words before we have to close here? We've cut it short now so that we can try to get it out to the people. So I want you to have a few words to say before we close out.
Yes, assalamu alaikum. Yeah, I was just with you, with Brother Shahid, and thank you, sister, for those beautiful, kind words. I was listening to Brother Shahid when you said that, you know, in the end that we won't identify even our loved ones on the day of judgment. And it's such a powerful and I think a symbolic thinking or saying, because, you know, if you know that, and I've thought about this years ago, that, if you can be so in love with your husband or your wife, your boyfriend or your girlfriend, your children or someone that you're so in love here in this world and the physical, and you're right. Now, once you die, now, if you die, and, you know, you can be a beautiful person in the face on this world, beautiful hair, beautiful facial features and all, beautifully shaped. But if you die, and just think about it, if all your flesh was to leave your bones and all that's left behind is your bones, you can't identify somebody by their bones. You may can identify whether a person is black or white, but you can't identify how beautiful they were in the physical flesh as we see each other, you know, as we walk and pass each other on a day-to-day basis. So you can't, you know, you have to get away from the identity of how beautiful your hair is and how well beautiful your shape. And we have to get away from that in order to love one another. And what we have to do in that respect, we have to go into the hearts of man. We have to go into the thinking, change the thinking, and go into the thinkings of each other to embrace and love and show true love and true identity towards each other. And it's just such a beautiful thing. The only one, and as you speak, and I sit here and I contemplate and I listen, and the only one, and sister and brother Shahid, I'm gonna wrap it up. The only one that when you go through life and reach milestones in life, and when you get to a point, at brother Shahid, as you and I and sister at our age, and I just say above 50, and be God's will. that we go into, go through these milestones, seeking the truth and accepting the change in life. Some of us don't want to accept the change in life, but the only ones that's confused, even out here today, as I see, the only one confused is the devil. He's the only one confused. God's people are not confused. We are not confused. The people of God, the people that are seeking truth, the people that are seeking change and understanding, knowledge, and wisdom, they ain't confused. The only one that's confused is the devil. And those are the people that don't want to change. Those are the people that don't know what they want right now. They just want everything they can get right now. They just want, they want to, you know, and it's just lead them down a road to destruction. And so God's people are not confused. As-salamu alaykum.
I believe we have just 1 minute left here. We're going to let Imam Shavaz close out with a prayer.
All right, we'll do that. And thank you again, Brother Larry, for those encouraging words. And this was a beautiful show. I benefited from it, as I hope the people in the audience are. The prayer I want to say is the opening prayer. It's universal, so I'll go into it because we don't have long. Bismillahi Rahman Nirahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Nirahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyaka Na'budu wa Iyaka Nasta'een. Idna Sirata Mustaqeen. Sirata Ladheen Amta Alayhim. Ghayril Maghdubi Alayhim Dhalleen. We said, with the name of Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the world, most gracious, most merciful, master, ruler of the day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, not those portion whose wrath, nor those who go astray. I mean, thank you very much for all of your time, all of your listening. I hope you we said something to benefit you, to help make your life better and the life of those around you in the world better, so we can have heaven on earth as it was intended in the beginning. And as it was in the beginning, when Allah created the world, he said it was all good. So we can make it back that way. And we're going to do that, working together. I mean, thank you. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa-alaykum as-salam. Thank you, our radio listening audience, for joining us today. We invite you to next Sunday, same time, 10:30 a.m., to the radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabal, The Reality of the Creator. Until then, have a pleasant day, and may Allah God bless all of you today. As-salamu alaykum to you.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
You know, it seems like we've all been conditioned by calendars and dates. But there's no time like the present to give love, and not hate.
Just give love.
And if we could just embrace our difference.